The Lord started moving on my heart, saying, well, Russia is now trying to take the high ground with homosexuality and all of that. Okay, well, that's good. And some things, they're good. But I remember going and ministering. It was brought back to my memory by the Holy Spirit in the 90s and early 2000s, that the average woman in Russia in her lifetime had between 8 to 16 abortions. And several times in Bible schools and churches, we would minister healing and repentance. And the wailing and the sounds, when women begin to realize the magnitude that they murdered their own children and they were deceived and seduced by it, the wailing and the repentance, but God's healing is there. Russia leads the world in abortion statistics per capita. Number of abortions per, like 1,000. China is second. The United States is third. Sweden is fourth. And Israel is fifth. These are indictments. These are indictments. Do you hear me? God is looking at this. The United States has fallen. She was a cup of glory in the hand of the Lord, and she's become a cup of filth and abominations. All right? And she is under judgment and will continue to receive greater judgments if she does not turn and repent. She hasn't been totally annihilated because of God's mercy. The judgments are to bring repentance. But Russia is all of these. And God may use Russia and China to discipline the United States. I think I heard somewhere China had like over 200 million. I'm not sure. It's really hard to find statistics. Abortions, we know the United States has somewhere between roughly around 55, 60 million abortions. And Russia, we don't even know. But don't be deceived. Russia and China will also come under the severe rod of discipline from the Lord also. And Sweden, the suicide rates are off the charts. And the Islamic invasion and violence there. And what about Israel? Israel. Israel. Let's look at Nahum 3:1. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of the whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. And there is none end of the corpses. They stumble upon their corpses because of the multitude of whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that sells nations through her whoredoms. Thank you, New World Order, Roman Catholic Church, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I'm against you, says the Lord of hosts. And I will discover your skirts upon your face, and I will show your nations your nakedness, and the kingdoms your shames, and I will cast abominable filth on you and make you vile. And I will set you as a gazing stock, and it shall come to pass that all who look upon you shall flee and say, Nineveh is laid waste, who will bemoan her? Whence shall I see comforts for thee? It says her destruction will come in 1 hour. In 1 hour. And let's look at Isaiah 5:21. Therefore, hear this, you afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus says the Lord your God, and God that pleads the cause of his people. Behold, I've taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it in. Okay, they're going to drink. And I will put it into the hand of those that afflict you, which has said to my soul, bow down that we may go over, and has laid your body to the ground as the street to them that went over. All right. There's a cup of God's fury, and God's going to cause the nations to drink it. And he's got an order to his judgments. So don't start pulling your self-righteousness on anyone else. You better deal with God in your own personal relationship with him and where you stand in this season. According to Barna, there are more abortions. There's probably equivalent or more, I forget exactly, abortions in the church in the West, the United States, as there are amongst unsaved. So don't give me any self-righteous. And we allow every kind of sin and crime to come into the church, and we call it church. You're not Christians. You're not following Jesus. He's life. He wouldn't do that. There's not murder. And why them? Oh, well, you know, got to pass that offering plate. Now, I want to talk to you about some of the martyrs over the last century, a lot of whom, you know, these nations, Russia, China, you know, Russia and China mainly, and some others, that there have been severe persecutions. These statistics, really, and most of it has been leveled against the righteous. All right, these are murderous, barbarous butchers for whatever reason. The Zhejiang Mao, the Cultural Revolution in China. Now, these are estimates, okay? These are estimates because nobody really is keeping tabs during war how many people die. But it's estimated, according to how you count, that the Mao's revolution killed between 49... million to 78 million. 49 directly by Mao, and the rest were just, well, attrition. Adolf Hitler, okay, 12 million. The Belgian Congo at the turn of the 1800s, the 1900s, 8 million. Stalin in the USSR during the 30s, 7 million. Hideki Tojo in Japan, 5 million civilians in World War II. The Ottoman Turks, 1,200,000 Armenians, plus 350,000 Greek Pontus and 480,000 Greeks and 500,000 Assyrians in the early 1900s. Pol Pot, 1.7 million. Kim Il-sung of North Korea, 1.6 million, mainly in purges and concentration camps. Mengistu in Ethiopia, 1.5 million. Biafra, 1 million. Leonid Brezhnev in Afghanistan, 900,000. Kambanda in Rwanda in 1994, 800,000. Saddam Hussein, 600,000. In Iran and Kurdistan, Tito, 500, of Yugoslavia, 570,000. All right, and I'm going to skip down here. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. This is a lot of blood, a lot of blood. This was the last century. But here's the real humdinger that I didn't know. And it was written in a book by some people who did some investigation over the genocide of the Catholic Church in the Americas. And there's a doctrine called the doctrine of discovery. It means if you discovered it, you owned it. Now, that's the breaking of the Ten Commandments. It's covetousness. Oh, I saw this lake. It's mine. I'm going to kill you and take it. The Catholic Church, starting under, Ferdinand and Isabella, with Christopher Columbus in the 1642, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, they came over. Now, look, Columbus was a Jew. And he converted to Roman Catholicism to get the purse from Ferdinand and Isabella to start his exploration. And they were Catholics. And they began, and then the Catholic Church came over. And between to the Americas, that would be North, Central, and South America. And it is estimated that the Catholic Church genocided 300 million indigenous peoples. Yeah, 300 million. Mm-hmm. So does God care about this? Of course he does. Of course he does. Ezekiel 33:35, wherefore, O harlot, scarlet, harlot, blood all over your skirts, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because your filthiness was poured out and your nakedness discovered through your whoredoms with your lovers, with all the idols of your abominations. It means every time you break the Ten Commandments, there's some kind of idolatry. There may be, there often is. With the Romans, there are. The filthiness of your idols, of your abominations, and by the blood of your children, which you did give to them. Behold, I will gather all your lovers with whom you've taken pleasure, and all of them you have loved, with all of them that you have hated, and I will even gather them round about against you, and will discover your nakedness unto them, that they may see all your nakedness, and I will judge you as a woman that breaks wedlock and sheds blood are judged. What is the difference? What is the deal with sexual immorality? Because people end up sacrificing the children of their whoredom to idols to get rid of them. And I'll give you blood and a fire in fury and jealousy. And I'll also give you into their hand, and you shall throw down your eminent place, and shall break down your high places, and shall strip you of your clothes, and you shall take your fair jewels and leave you naked and bare. And they shall also bring up a company against you, and they shall stone you with stones and thrust you through with their swords. And they shall burn your houses with fire and execute judgments upon you in the sight of many women. And I will cause you to cease from playing the harlot in you. And you also shall give no hire anymore. And my jealousy shall depart. And from you, and I will be quiet and will be no more angry, because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but have fretted me in all these things. Behold, I will recompense your way upon your head, says the Lord God, and you shall not commit this lewdness above all your abominations. Above all your abominations. Now, I want to address all these people who think that they're innocent of all of this. Rome was a tax-gathering empire. And the final empire, this one that's operating now, that already is the New World Order, for those of you who haven't done the research and seen all the treaties and the organizations, the contracts and everything else, that your social security numbers are owned by the IRS, you're traded on Wall Street, and you're legally owned by the Vatican. The 501c3 is owned by the IRS, and under those laws and agreements, and the government has full jurisdiction over it, and they are owned by the Vatican. Because why? Because if you want to get out of your IRS number, you have to have a formal legal document signed by the Vatican to release you. These churches and all these churches are the daughters of Babylon that are under the state system. So, beloved, in these days where there's so much seduction and deception, from before the time we were born, it's a wonder that we even exist. But God. And when, Revelation 6:10, he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwells on the earth? Revelation 16:5. And I heard the angel of the water say, you are righteous, O Lord, which are and was, and shall be, because you have judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. And for those of you that are still in these systems, Revelation 8:4, come out of her, my people, that you do not be partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to her work in the cup which she has filled full to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Revelation 18:23, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bride and the bridegroom shall be no more at all in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Revelation 19:1. And after all these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and has avenged the blood of his servants in her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! They said, Hallelujah! Amen and amen. Therefore, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. We wait with anticipation as we ready ourselves for the wedding supper of the Lamb.